there's a lot of days that we're together 7 days a week. So I think part of why the program is so successful is that we provide wraparound programming. So we have discussion groups every single Friday about boy sex, parents communication, anger management. We have a very intensive college prep program, which is basically available 7 days a week, where we help girls pick schools. We take them on college tours. We help them with ACT prep. We help them with essays and scholarships and FAFSA. We provide homework support 24/7. We provide mentoring and counseling 24/7. And then we do a lot of social and cultural experiences, which provide opportunities for the girls to see a lot of things that they wouldn't normally see.
In one of the articles that was written about your group, it talks about Alexia, who was a senior in high school, and her grade point was 1.5, mm-hmm. and then it went up to 3.7. What's right. the key to helping girls do this?
I think that with Alexia and a lot of the young women, they have a lot of drama going on at home. So, you know, even though they live in families where they're loved, there's still a lot of drama. And then drama often makes it hard for girls to be able to perform well in school or even to make, you know, decisions that lead to a safe future. And so with a lot of the young women, I mean, we're available 24/7. I mean, we talk with them. We talk with their mothers. We get them into healthy activities. We help them with their homework. And we provide hope to them that there's a way out of their situation. So, like, one of our favorite quotes is by Marion Wright Edelman, who says that hope is the greatest contraceptive. And so when young women or any of the rest of us can envision a different future, then they start making wiser choices to enable that future to happen.
And then finally, how does what you're doing with the girls group influence the surrounding community?
It makes a huge amount of difference. First off, each of these young women that go to college become successful wage earners. So instead of being dependent on government funding, they are earning wages and successfully contributing to the community. Plus, their children have a much greater probability of having successful futures. And then all the other young people in their communities and in the schools that see them are inspired, and that creates a sense of hope for all of them.
Sue, thank you very much for talking with me.
All right. Thank you very much.